Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about what's going on. Two of the most powerful beings in the universe. One, both of them are literally trying to bring us to a particular point as they're fighting each other. Who is that? God wants you, and he is fighting for your soul. But also, we have Lucifer of darkness, who's actually working, trying to take your soul as well. Well, think about that. What is the end game of the devil? And how do we respond to what he's doing? Well, Lance Waldo talked specifically about that. Let's join Lance right now.
But religious freedom is going. It's going. It's almost gone.
And that's the end game. What the devil wants to do is he wants to control two things. The power to define the meaning of words and the ability legally for you to disagree. So when I was talking last night about those mountains, about the seven mountains that shape culture, the gates of influence, what Christians need to understand is that the ultimate spoils of the culture war is this, the power to define the meaning of words. What is a man? What is a woman?
Right.
What is a marriage?
Mm-hmm.
What is freedom?
Mm-hmm.
What is justice? What is economic fairness?
Mm-hmm.
What you're dealing with is when the devil gets control of the gates of influence, he can redefine the meaning of things. The ultimate power of Babel is it confuses the meaning of words.
Mm-hmm.
And so Babylon is a system. It's creating a global language, which is violating conscience and suppressing the freedom of Christians to speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at Canada, it's not that far from here, where preachers can be fined or put in prison because of a position they have on the homosexuality, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be that which is going to target us. Because what they're going to say is that we consider such speech to be incendiary rhetoric, insensitive hate speech, when in fact what you're really doing is you're articulating a biblical worldview. So the wrecking ball, if released, is going to wreck the progress of that agenda.
Mm.
And you're going to see a period of time where we're going to be able to build infrastructure. You know, the thing about the wall that's interesting, I asked the Lord, I said, if everything about Trump is prophetic, then what's the business with the wall all about? Build the wall. There's got to be more than just something with Mexico. And the Lord took me to Proverbs. A man without self-control is like a city without walls broken into.
Mm. Oh.
America has become a nation that doesn't have self-control. It has no fiscal control in Washington. It has no media control over truth. It has no moral control over sexuality. The prophetic imagery here is I'm going to rebuild walls and boundaries for the sake of putting back in self-government in America so it doesn't collapse as a government.
This is so important to really understand and break that down. The narrative, the enemy wants to be able to take over the narrative and change the definition of what words mean. Well, think about it. When you think about the church, you hear the word church. Do you think about a building with a steeple on it? Or do you actually think about what God calls the church, which is human beings who've made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, or Jesus comes and dwells inside of them? I mean, you think about a rainbow. The very rainbow represents the promise that God gave to Noah that would never destroy the earth again with a flood. But yet the enemy is taking that. When you think about marriage and what does it mean to be married? When you think about family, what does family mean? What does family order mean? What does being a man mean? What does being a woman mean? When you think about all these different things, it's like you got to really grab a hold of, let's go back and find out the original intent of all these words. And we can find them in what God's meaning of these words in the Word of God, a biblical worldview. We've talked about that before. But one thing that he talked about and we talk about is we have to begin to organize ourselves under a common principle, under common values, kingdom values. And that's one thing that we're doing with VFN Kingdom Business. You know, you need to be able to come together. There's seven spheres of culture, seven mountains of culture, if you would, that each of these particular mountains, whoever's at the top of them, whoever is influencing them, is determining which way our culture goes. Whether it's church or religion, whether it's family, whether it's education or government, arts and entertainment, business and media, whoever's impacting them. And look how media right now in the world, what they're doing is they're coinciding with the government mountain. They're moving in a political arena, arts and entertainment. Everywhere you look, you're seeing a anti-biblical viewpoint, you know, pressed in these mountains. You know, though, that God has called us to go into these mountains, into the world, to be disciples, to be light in the midst of darkness. And God will allow us to be able to impact those mountains, whether it's government, whether it's arts and entertainment. That's what we have to do. And that's what we're doing with VFN Kingdom Business. You can go to vfnkb.org and find out more details. But listen, it's time to organize and join the movement.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.